Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Thursday, the Texans practiced outside at the Methodist Training Center in preparation for their game with the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football. And afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak answered numerous questions from the media, starting with how the practice went today.
Jacoby situation?
He came out and did some special teams. He's still pretty sore. We're trying to, you know, he has some swelling in there. We're trying to work the soreness out. I think he's going to be day-to-day, Mark. And, you know, obviously today was a very limited participant.
So what are your expectations right now?
Well, I'm sure hoping. You know, I was encouraged by what I saw the first few minutes of special teams, and then it stiffened back up on him, so we just kept him out the rest of the way. So, you know, hopefully he comes back tomorrow and takes another big step forward.
You mentioned the other day that Glover would handle. Would he do kicks and punts if he can't go, or would you separate him with Andre?
No, I would put Martinez back there. Oh. Glenn would probably be our punt returner. Yeah.
And Martinez would do the kicks?
The kicks? No, we still have Andre.
Still have Andre.
Yeah. So we'd probably just go that way.
And how about James? He looks like he's moving.
He's fine. Yeah, man, he's okay. He's a full participant. Didn't miss anything today, and there's been no setbacks. So it's a He's done a heck of a job, boy, for what he went through to get back that fast.
When you said the guys were a little slower today adapting to the Tennessee offense, is just Vince and everything that he does, or is it Chris Johnson? And
no, what I'm referring to, Matt, is when you're practicing against yourself, not a lot of card work and those type of things, so we're very, very fast. All of a sudden, we got back in our card routine of, you know, working against an opponent, and we slowed down a little bit, but just trying to get back in the routine, the way we do things, and we finished up strong.
Biggest challenge they face, they present offensively, though?
Well, I mean, they're just a fine team, man. I mean, they're the same team that won 13 games last year and got off to a rough start this year, but have played as good as anybody in football the last 3 weeks. Challenges they present, they're obvious. I mean, top running game in the business, top back in the business. That's, you know, it's a big time challenge for us defensively. And then offensively, trying to protect against, you know, that front. They play extremely well. They get after the quarterback. And the last few weeks, they've been excellent in the turnover, battle that's going on. So those are the biggest challenges that come to mind.
When you watch the film, what was the biggest difference of Vince jumping in there with Tennessee? Obviously, they're 3-0 with them. But what did you see that made maybe them just different?
Well, I mean, he looks more comfortable to me, number one. I mean, and that happens a lot in this league. You play, you sit and watch a little bit. Sometimes you come back, you're much more relaxed. I think Dinger's doing a great job with him and what they're doing offensively. And obviously his football team is playing very, very well. They've, I think they've had one turnover in the last 3 weeks. And when that team is playing that clean with the football, they're hard to beat. So it just looks like a much more comfortable player.
Gary, with that, obviously you're not going to discuss your defensive game plan, but stopping Chris Johnson, job one, is that pretty much go without saying, or do you feel like you almost have two backs in there now with the way they run the
really ball? With Vince's ability to boot and do all the things, the option that they're running, obviously it's another threat, but you better stop the run against them regardless. I mean, that's Jeff's philosophy. That's what they do and do it very, very well, and obviously we had a hard time with it the first go round. So, you know, it's a big challenge for us to stop the run however it pans out.
When you played against some really good running teams early, Pollard wasn't a part of that. How big of a factor do you expect him to be to help against Johnson?
Well, he's made us better, Matt, you know, but I think we've gotten better because we're all tackling better. You know, I think the whole group early in the season, we really missed a lot of tackles and gave up big plays. I think our whole back end has tackled better and, you know, have quit giving up some of those big plays. But these guys, you know, with Chris and with Vince, you better tackle well, or else they're going to be home runs. You know, they're not going to be 10- and 12-yard gains. They're going to be just like they were last time. What was it, 80-something? So we better tackle well on Monday.
Gary, what do you like about Martinez on kicks?
Well, he's done it in this league before, Mark, and he's done it very, very well. I just watching him with our team this year, I've been very comfortable with him. And actually the last time he suited for us was when we played Tennessee. So if Jacoby, if it's a problem and it doesn't get any better, I'm very comfortable playing him.
Do you see Jacoby going right down the game time?
I think I'm going to probably give you a different answer every day, you know. But obviously today, you know, we took a little step forward, hopefully a bigger one tomorrow.
Your running back situation, anything new there as far as what you may do on Monday?
No, I mean, like I said, we'll play them all, and there's even a possibility that we get Foster involved, so we'll see.
Do you have any other injury issues?
Injury issues? Cushing did not practice today, and it's just strictly just precautionary. You know, we went 2 days hard with him on Monday and Tuesday. Jeff's got this pattern going of how many days he wants him out there in a row. So he just took the mental reps today. He'll come back tomorrow Friday and practice.
How special is the Monday night stage itself?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's the only game that's played. So obviously in this business, it's a big game, you know. But, you know, for us, it's number 10. And, you know, we've had a lot of time to think about this one and a lot of time to kind of stew over our last game. So it's, you know, it's just important. We need to get back on the football field and go to work. And we're going to have to play very well these last seven to compete in this league. So, and the challenge starts on Monday.